if we can make our children understand the severity of this and give them tools to cope with challenges they have.
Jacobs is co-chair of the State Senate's Task Force on Heroin and Opioid Addiction. Jacobs says in the midst of the opioid epidemic, he's learning much of the substance abuse is often caused by mental health difficulties.
In the hearings I've had around the state, when people say it was a mental health issue that got me to try alcohol or marijuana, and then that leading to more severity in terms of opioids and heroin.
The new ambassador program will be based on the Western New York United Against Drug and Alcohol Abuse program called Leadership in Training. It's used for middle schoolers and was developed more than 20 years ago.
What we do is primary prevention. And so in the classrooms during sixth grade, we do a curriculum called Too Good for Drugs.
Beth Anzalone is executive director of Western New York United Against Drug and Alcohol Abuse. They will now work to train student ambassadors to work with high school students on how bad behaviors can lead to drug abuse.
But we basically work with them to understand risky types of behaviors and what happens when you don't have problem-solving and critical thinking skills, when you don't have good communication skills, and when you don't have those problem-solving skills that help you avoid those situations.
The new program is slated to roll out next July. It will incorporate important life skills such as self-awareness, self-management, and decision-making in hopes of preventing drug abuse. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.